The former Wilmington mayor's role in salvaging a decrepit DuPont family mansion next to his home has been called a clear conflict of interest by some, but also his crowning achievement by others. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story of Mike Perzicki's involvement in restoring the historic Gibraltar mansion.
Mike Perzicki points with pride at workers who are painstakingly rebuilding a 20-foot-high conservatory at Gibraltar that had disintegrated over the last few decades.
It basically fell off. It was so rotted that we couldn't keep it together. It wasn't sustainable structurally.
The former mayor, who left office in January after 8 years, points to the 15-pane windows that form one wall of the structure.
Notably, we have restored every single one of those windows. There are no new windows there. They're all the original old windows, 100 years old.
Perzicki shows off other fruits of the stabilization that began 2 years ago. A new $300,000 roof to replace the leaky one that led to near destruction of the 30 rooms inside. The gleaming white marble outdoor grand staircase that emerged from the one blanketed and blackened by debris and grit. The portico has been rebuilt, hundreds of windows have been scraped clean, shutters have been restored, major improvements have been made to a separate carriage home and garage.
What we've been doing since 2023 is to do everything necessary to kind of restore this old, abandoned, degraded property. It's not just the building, it's the grounds, it's the outbuildings. It's just tragic how badly this property's been neglected.
2023 was when Perzicki used the power of his office to have the city's nonprofit land bank buy Gibraltar for $900,000 from two developers under whose watch the property had badly deteriorated. The city also obtained $2 million in state funds to begin Gibraltar's restoration. Almost all of that money has been spent, but so much more remains to be done, especially inside the dangerous and uninhabitable mansion. Now he's helped create a foundation that hopes to raise money to further guide Gibraltar's expensive restoration. He wants the land bank to give the estate to the foundation, which would also own the gardens on the property that thousands of people visit annually for free. But City Councilwoman Shanae Darby objects to what she calls a giveaway to the former mayor.
I think that there's a clear conflict of interest. So I think it's a terrible idea. They really need to go back to the drawing board.
Darby said she'd be lambasted if she tried to do something similar.
Everyone would think that it was so wrong to do, but Mike Perzicki does it and everyone turns their head and even thought it was appropriate. It's crazy to me.
Perzicki, who turned 80 this year, said he hasn't and won't receive a penny for his efforts and only has the city's best interests at heart.
It hurts my head. It's so stupid. It really is. This whole idea of this big conflict and the profiteering is so bizarre. It's hard for me to get my head around.
The land bank was prepared to turn over the estate to Perzicki's foundation at a recent meeting, but objections by Darby, neighbors, and others led them to hit the pause button. Former city councilman and state rep Bud Friel heads the land bank that buys dilapidated homes in low-income neighborhoods, not mansions in the Highlands, Wilmington's wealthiest enclave. Friel said he'll host a community meeting before the land bank's board acts, but he applauds Gibraltar's improvements under the watch of Perzicki.
It looks great right now. Even if you just drive over and walk around the outside, there's been a lot of progress made on fixing it up. I just hope we can find some productive use for it that will be acceptable to the neighbors.
Dennison Hatch of the Highland Civic Group is on the new foundation's board and disagrees with Councilwoman Darby, who represents a different part of Wilmington.
I guess there's issues that he lives close to the property, but I don't see a conflict of interest there. He's pouring energy, hours into this. I just have total trust in Mike. He's done a lot for the city, and I think this could be his crowning achievement.
Perzicki says his sole aim is to get Gibraltar in good enough condition for a developer to want it for a new use that is endorsed by residents. Previous proposals, such as an office park and a wedding and event venue, were rejected.
People are uncomfortable with the way it's been so grossly mistreated over the years. I think that they're willing to consider an alternative. But what that alternative is, nobody knows yet.
The land bank won't have its next meeting until January. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.